Welcome back and happy Friday to each and every one of you here. I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ. We want to welcome you back to the radio program here on WKAC. We finish up this week studying from the Word of God, looking at the hymn, Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer. We look Monday at the first line of the song where it says, Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer, and how that the Lord wants us to have a close relationship with Him. We talked Tuesday about the second couple of lines of the song where it talks about, Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer, as I labor through the storm, Jesus guide me through the tempest. We talked about how that many of us are, and all of us will go through storms, and there may be some out there right now that are going through storms in their lives as well, and how we just need to keep the faith. We talked Wednesday about another line of the song that as I labor through the storm, to keep my spirit stayed and sure, that it can be easy to fold when times are tough, but we can't let our faith waver. We can lean on the Lord for strength and guidance, and to stay true to Him. We talked yesterday about another line of the song, to keep my spirit stayed and sure, that when the midnight meets the morning, let me love you even more. Talking about how that we've been blessed with another day, that all our love and all our thanks needs to be to God, that He's blessed us with another day to come out of the storm and to fight back and to resist temptation and just do the things that we need to do to be good children of Him. Today we're going to look at three other lines of the song. The first one being that when the midnight meets the morning, let me love you evermore. But there's the line, let the treasures of the trial form within me as I go. We talked about storms throughout the week. There's nothing wrong with the storms. If we can come out of these storms faithful, it's just going to make us stronger. And so the fact that we can have treasures of the trial forming within us, we're just getting stronger and stronger as the trials go on if we are continuing to remain faithful. And that's going to help us on down the road in our lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 16, it says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All we're doing is storing up and laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven. If we'll continue to go through those trials and continue to go through those storms and just remain faithful to God and let that stuff form within us and keep us strong and stayed and sure in the Lord. Also in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, it says, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So just let those trials and count it all joy that you can suffer for the cause of Christ, or even if you're suffering with physical things, just the Lord's will be done in all things, no matter what. And just let that continue to strengthen you and to continue to lay up treasures for yourself, for yourself. Another, towards the end of the song, it talks about another line. It says that at the end of this long passage, let me leave them at your throne. All the trials, all the troubles that we've had in our lives, we can, at the end of our lives, and at the end of this long passage, we can leave them at the throne of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, it says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. We don't have to go through this. We talked about it at the beginning of the week. We don't have to go through this alone. We have God there. We have Jesus there. We can cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. We can just leave it there at the throne of God. Also, in Psalm 55, in verse 22, it says, to cast our burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So we can have assurance and comfort knowing that at the end of this long passage that we can leave all things at your throne. And then the chorus of the song as we finish up, it says, may this journey be a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith. And at the end of my heart's testing, with your likeness, let me wake. If you turn in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, it talks about here, we see the Apostle Paul giving his exhortation to Timothy, where it says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all who have loved his appearing." I hope that this song has been encouraging to each and every one of you out there, and I hope everyone has a blessed weekend. Thank you for your time this week, and like I said, if you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ each and every opportunity that you may have. Thank you.